The Washington State Department of Ecology says the fastest erosion on the West Coast is happening at aptly named Washaway Beach. That's located between the southwest Washington towns of Grayland and Tokeland. Coastal erosion threatens not just homes and a vital highway, but now the multi-million dollar cranberry industry too. Most places threatened by erosion try to fight back. As correspondent Tom Bonsi reports, the erosion at Washaway Beach is so rapid, to retreat or fight is in question.
First, the ocean took a clam cannery. Then a lighthouse, a Coast Guard station, and homes slipped into the waves. Then the ocean washed away the cove that gave the community of North Cove its name. The coastal erosion at this spot, unstoppable for decades. The school succumbed, then the Grange Hall, a post office, and more homes. Now cranberry grower David Cottrell worries about his bogs. They begin slightly more than half a mile from the present shoreline.
Like New Orleans, when the water goes over the top of a dike that you've been looking at all your life, and it's never done before, it's just even hard to imagine the consequences. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be a lot. It's going to be hundreds and hundreds of acres of land that gets flooded with salt water.
The Grayland, Washington area has long been one of the centers of cranberry production in the Northwest. Third-generation grower Cottrell says Native Americans harvested wild cranberries around here long before white settlers arrived.
This is something that's been here thousands of years, and if it's lost, it's not coming back.
A rerouted state highway serves as a dike and the last line of defense for the low-lying cranberry bogs. There's a thin strip of land dotted with homes on the other side. That's shrinking as the tidal channel at the entrance to Willapa Bay migrates north. Winter storms combined with tidal forces chew off an average of 100 to 200 feet per year. Retiree Jim Northup has calculated how long before the rapid erosion reaches his place. He's a block and a half removed from where other homes now teeter on the brink.
I figure my cabin has got between 3 and 5 years. And in December, I'll be 81 years old, and so I don't know which one's going first, and it don't make much difference. I'm not worried about it, so that's it.
You have a really good attitude about this.
Well, what can you do? Uh-huh. And they're not going to, nobody's, who's going to help this?
Pacific County, Washington Commissioner Lisa Ayers has observed reactions like that and more. Everything from hopelessness and doom to people full of fight. Ayers voiced determination to take on Mother Nature after listening to a new assessment from a consultant hired by the county. The coastal engineer reported the tidal channel is now holding steady just inland from Washaway Beach.
With enough money, you can do just about anything. So if we get our package together, a good product, and take it where we need to take it, we may be able to get some help with that. But at least it's not where I felt before, it was almost impossible to do a whole lot. I mean, it looks like there is some attainability for some of it, and that does make me more hopeful.
The cranberry growers want to fight back, too. So the local conservation district this fall will dig a trench at the foot of an old dike and dump in tons of rock to create a buried revetment. That means there'll be an armored shoreline in place when and if the waves come. David Cottrell calls it a welcome band-aid.
One may not be able to win, but we can play to stalemate is what I'm seeing right now.
The Washington State Department of Transportation is drawing up plans to reinforce the sole highway along this stretch of coast with more armored rock. A sand berm out in the bay, paid for by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to protect the Shoalwater Bay Indian Reservation, is holding up. Still, tribal leaders have resolved to move uphill over the long term. Unlike people and homes, though, cranberry bogs can't be moved. I'm Tom Bonsi at Washaway Beach on the Washington coast.